Welcome back to Horizons. Frances Rowland, welcome to Horizons.
Thanks a million, David. Good to be here.
It's the first Sunday of Advent.
It is indeed, and it's a lovely season. And I think oftentimes that when we get as far as Advent, maybe because of advertisement, etc., that our eyes are already on Christmas, we're on the prize, and that we might lose out on this time just to prepare and to pause and, I suppose, to look forward. I think expectation and looking forward is such a rich part of life. And it's why we plan holidays in advance. It's why we look forward to, you know, friends coming, etc., etc. So I think it's taking the time over the next 4 weeks just to go, what am I looking forward to? What am I hoping for this Christmas? And obviously I'm not talking about gifts in the sense of physical things, but, you know, what's my desire? What's my dream? What is there a space for in my heart at this time?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's already December. I feel like it was the beginning of November about 20 minutes ago. And I don't know how it became December quite so quickly.
Yeah, and I think that happens for many of us at this time of the year. I think the darkness, I do think that the preparations for Christmas start earlier and earlier. I noticed on the 2nd of November, a Christmas tree and Christmas lights up in my neighbourhood. And I think that both propels us forward, but in another sense, it's been going on for so long now that you almost could miss the moment. And for me, there's something about taking that time in Advent just to notice what it is I'm looking forward to. And I think in all our churches this morning, people will have seen Advent wreaths. And the Advent wreath is a great symbol of that getting ready, that preparing, that joy that is there when you're looking forward to something. But also that sense of making space. You'll notice there's the three purple candles and then there's the pink candle. And I think for me, those purple candles invite us to kind of reflect on those hues in life that hold great richness, but maybe don't jump out at you at first sight. Whereas pink as a colour does jump out much more quickly. And we can go very quickly to the joy and delight of the third Sunday of Advent. But it's just to hold a sense of, okay, what are those purple candles about? What am I counting down time in?
I remember my family had a tradition of, I think it was an Advent candle that had to be lit simultaneously by the oldest person in the family and the youngest person in the family. So what we used to do when I was a baby or a toddler was that my father would hold my wrist while we lit the candle. And that was sort of done on the first Sunday of Advent.
Isn't that a lovely tradition? I also have an Advent wreath at home. And I think there's something about lighting them at home. It's kind of almost making sacred that space in which you will celebrate Christmas. And it is that counting down. Many people have Advent calendars. And that's another way of marking the days as you move through the month. And I suppose life is very busy for people. And sometimes it's hard to notice time. Whereas for me, and maybe it's my passion at this time of the year, it's kind of to pause and see, do I see something in each day? Is there a gift in each day? Is there a sense of even the darkness increasing as we move towards Christmas? And then the hope of the light and the brightness that comes with Christmas, both in the person of Christ who was born and which we remember, but it's also that sense of, okay, we're moving into another stage of the year. And I think there's a life and a light in that.
You recorded a lovely set of thoughts for us. And as you mentioned in them, which people will hear in the coming time, if the wreath is natural, made of the fir tree, you get that Christmas tree smell early. But smells are a very important part of Advent for me. And that's also the reason why I've never taken stock in artificial trees, because I need the smell. If I don't have the smell of the fir needles, in my mind, it doesn't feel like Christmas yet. So even though it would be much less effort to just set up the artificial tree, going and getting the natural one, it just completes all the sensory experience of Advent and December and then eventually Christmas.
And it is also the symbolism. I mean, an artificial symbol doesn't say what the real symbol says. So I suppose the evergreenness of the green of the wreath reminds us of the ever faithfulness of God. And And the circle reminds us that, you know, life goes on and that God continues to walk with us. And I think that's very important for people, because I think whatever has been going on in your life over the last 12 months, you are in a different place than you were this time last year. There are people who've joined your family or joined your friend group. There are people, unfortunately, who've left your friend group, people who've died. Situations have changed in our world, in our own locality. So I think there's something of acknowledging change and faithfulness one at the same time. So maybe what I'd be suggesting to people this Sunday is, if you can, to create a wreath. You can always use the four candles, the three purple and the one pink. And then a tradition that has become more usual in recent times is to have a white one in the middle of the circle. And that white one signifies the birth of Christ and the Christ light and the light of God. And I think it's something of having a time as a family just to light the one candle. This time next week we'll be lighting two, the week after three, the week after four, and then Christmas Day we light the fifth candle, the white candle. And it's something of marking that time together, because I think we need, as people, we need to mark moments when we notice our lives, notice our relationships, give thanks and revel in the beauty and the gift of all that we have.
That's a lovely sentiment, Frances. Thank you very much for that. Jesus, Hope of the World, by Paul A. Tait.
Come, Lord Jesus, come to us, O rising sun.
after the break, keeping the past alive.